The other thing I want to ask about, Michael, is Josh Frydenberg says a huge step forward for mental health in the federal budget, is it?
No. Five things he's missed out on.
Yep.
He didn't increase telehealth. It's only funded for another 6 months. That should be permanent. Mental health hubs are 400% more expensive than using embedded psychologists, so not good. He didn't raise the Medicare rebate to $150 a session. It's still at $87.45, a huge amount of out-of-pocket expense for people. And we needed to follow the Productivity Commission's report of 40 rebatable sessions a year. Didn't do that either.
So he says what they've done is a step towards reducing an horrendous suicide rate, is it?
No.
You don't really?
Because what you have to understand is that 65% of people who have psychological problems aren't seeking help. So the main emphasis needs to be on getting people from the community to seek help. We've got to make that easier. He hasn't done that.
So all these new Headspace centres and Headspace being older?
There's no model that backs Headspace at all. There's no evidence base for it at all.
So Headspace? No good?
No.
Really?
Sorry.
Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg.